for the Saints of Christ Lutheran as they are in isolation and unable to meet together as a church family. A reading from the holy prophet Isaiah. For a long time I have held my peace. I have kept still and restrained myself. Now I will cry out like a woman in labor. I will gasp and pant. I will lay waste mountains and hills and dry up all their vegetation. I will turn the rivers into islands and dry up the pools. And I will lead the blind in a way that they do not know, in paths that they have not known. I will guide them. I will turn the darkness before them into light and rough places into level ground. These are the things I do, and I do not forsake them. They are turned back and utterly put to shame, who trust in carved idols, who say to metal images, "You are our gods." Hear, you deaf, and look, you blind, that you may see. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf but my messenger whom I send? Who is as blind as my dedicated one, or blind as the servant of the Lord? He sees many things but does not observe them. His ears are open but he does not hear. The Lord was pleased for his righteousness' sake, to magnify his law and to make it glorious. This is the word of the Lord. And our psalm for today is Psalm 143. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul, has smitten my life down to the ground, has made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee, as a thirsty land. Hear me speedily, O Lord, my spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy, cut off mine enemies and destroy all that afflict my soul. For I am thy servant. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And our epistle reading for today is from Ephesians 5. For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, "Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 9th chapter. As he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me, while it is day. night is coming when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Having said these things, he spit on the ground and made mud with his saliva. Then he anointed the man's eyes with mud and said to him, "Go and wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. This is the gospel of the Lord. I have never had to give a sermon to no one present before, and so this is new territory for me. But still the same, we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Many of the Psalms have what's called a chiastic structure, and Psalm 143 is certainly one of them. It's a poem. Now, I'm not going to turn this into a lecture on literary technique or form, but because our God is a sacred poet, or more accurately, the sacred poet, then we need to at least know something of what he's doing in this psalm. A chiastic poem has a sort of staircase kind of structure. We've seen this before in the Psalms. One thing sort of builds upon another as we descend the stairs to go down and then ascend back up. So I chose to preach on this psalm today because everything around us right now seems to be in a descent. I mean, you can't turn on the TV or look at the news or get on social media without it seeming like things are spiraling out of control. In the psalm, the answers, the responses are delayed. Even though, as we're reading this, we might want the answers immediately, they don't come to us until the divine poet decides to give them to us, because he knows when and how we need to hear them. And so this psalm is, amongst many other things, a lesson in discipline. So even though the answers are delayed in the psalm, they nonetheless come, and they correspond to each other. So what this means is that for each section that descends, that goes down, then later on in the psalm, there's a section that corresponds in a sort of ascension, a going up. This is a descent of repentance, which is most fitting for both the holy season of Lent, and especially in the midst of a worldwide pandemic. And this psalm shows us exactly what our repentance is to look like. And this is especially pressing for us because it's so easy to forget what holy repentance is and what it looks like, especially when there's so much going on around us. Now, repentance is more than just feeling emotions, more than just sorrow, and more than just regret. And so what we're going to do is walk down these five steps of prayer and confession because I think it's important. But then when we find ourselves at the bottom of the descent, what we find down there lets us walk up the other side again. So this is its chiastic structure, what I was talking about earlier. The five steps down lay out the problem or the descriptions of our sorrow and our guilt, which come from our lack of faithfulness and our lack of holiness. So let's look at the first step. And if you don't have Psalm 143 in front of you, then open up your Bibles to it. On the first step, we cry out that God would hear our penitential prayer and that he would answer us not in our righteousness or faithfulness, but in his. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and in thy faithfulness and righteousness answer me. Not ours, in thy faithfulness answer me. That's what we beg of God. And the next step down is to confess in verse 3 that the enemy has persecuted my soul. And what this does is relate to us a very pressing reality. We are sought after by someone else, someone who wants to destroy us, and he's doing a pretty good job. Then we confess our fear in verse 4. We say this. We say, the enemy has smitten my life down to the ground. He threatens to destroy me through my sin. He threatens to smite me to the dust of the earth, we say. And the fourth step is even more terrible. We say, the enemy hath made me to dwell in darkness as those who have been long dead. What that means is that he has put me into the outer darkness of hell. And finally, we simply confess, my spirit is overwhelmed and my heart is desolate. I'm at the bottom. I can go no further. Lord, help me. I'm at the end. I don't know what to do. Lord, help me. I'm overwhelmed. And here we are at the bottom. We've sunk down into the abyss. We've sunk down into hell. But it's here that we find the thing upon which the whole psalm hinges and centers around. Because everything depends upon what we meet down here at the bottom. It's that thing that will allow us to begin the ascent out of hell that sin puts us in. So look at verses 5 and 6. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the works of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsts after thee as a thirsty land. And if you look at those two verses, they seem out of order, right? I mean, it seems as though it should be, I stretch out my hands, my soul thirsts, as kind of the last description of our actions and our needs. And then should come, I remember the days of old, the works of thy hands. In that case, the last of our descent, the last step then would be our stretching forth our hands in prayer. And the beginning of the ascent then would be the remembrance of God's mercy and all the good things that he's done. But that's not how the structure of the psalm goes, because there's something else going on here. An ascending correspondence to the descent of repentance seems as though it should be praise. It should be an exclamation of joy. So as we start back up, we would kind of expect the corresponding verse in verse 4, which is, my spirit is overwhelmed and my heart is desolate. We would expect that the corresponding verse to that to be something like, you know, I leap for joy, O Lord, and my spirit rejoices. But it's not. Instead, our first step back up is verse 7. And it's this, hear me speedily, O Lord, my spirit faileth. My spirit faileth. To the confession that the enemy has caused me to dwell in darkness, we get, hide not thy face from me, lest I be like them that go down into the pit. That is, those who go down into hell, that I be not like them. These are the steps up that the psalm gives us, and they're difficult steps. They're difficult steps for the soul that's dwelling in the darkness of sin, that is plagued by sin. You got to kind of dig deep to ascend these steps. These are the steps of repentance. But there's hope at the end of the tunnel. Sin and darkness are not our master. We are slowly ascending. To the enemy has smitten my life down to the ground, the corresponding verse is verse 8. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. Right? Show me the right way, O Lord. For I lift up my soul unto thee. I'm yours, Lord. I'm lost without you. Help me. Christians are privileged to read the sacred scripture in the fullness of truth. And that is through the incarnation, death, and resurrection and ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we can see the dawning of the sun coming over the morning horizon in verse 8. And we can see the loving kindness that we hear in the morning. And that it's none other than the gospel of Jesus Christ out of the grave. We come up out of our penitential descent into the pit to the absolute joy of the resurrection of Easter. This is the form that all of our penitence takes. To the enemy hath persecuted my soul. In verse 3, we get this. We get, deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. For what enemy, what plague, what death, even Satan himself, can ever harm or bind me. Nothing can touch me when I am hidden in the cleft of the rock that is Jesus. Because when I'm in him, I am safe. So we're almost out. We're not just simply out, we're on the other side. We're passing through hell and we're being brought to heaven, ascending to the Father. And so finally we get the correspondence to the initial plea that God hear our prayers in verse 1. Now we pray, teach me to do thy will, O Lord. For thou art my God, thy spirit is good, lead me in the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy, cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul. For I am thy servant. So all of that is most certainly good, but remember that this whole thing hinges on those center verses. The question is, the pressing question is, will God let the devil have me? Will God let hell and death and sin have the final word over me? Will he abandon me to hell? Will I be stuck down here in despair for the rest of my life and then some? The answer to that question is found at the bottom of the descent, the bottom of the pit, as it were. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the works of thy hands. Right? Not my hands, of thy hands. Because in this moment, what's happened is that we've shifted away from our enemy, the devil, our enemy, death and hell, and all of the things that Satan constantly tries to threaten us with. And we've turned to the gracious mercy of our Lord that endures always and forever. Because there at the bottom of the pit, we see that we are not alone. We never have been. We see that Jesus has joined us there. He has descended the steps with us into hell, into the abyss, because he too, don't forget, has been pursued by the enemy. He too has been cast to the ground and left in the darkness of the pit by the devil for us. But the Lord stretched forth his holy hands to be nailed into the posture of prayer on the cross. Arms outstretched and uplifted, that as our brother he might bring our prayers, including especially these prayers of penitence, to his Father. He has joined himself to our cause. It is Jesus himself who stands in the depths of hell and says this. He is the one speaking, I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. It's Jesus who says that. And since he who is our brother who has said that, guess what? We can say it with him. We can say it with him. We can join ourselves to him, to his cross, and come to his Father and to our Father in penitence for our sins. And so it is that we begin the journey up the staircase to the rising sun of his mercy. And not alone, as we might have thought in our descent, but we journey with him. We walk with our Savior and the one who loves us more than his own life. We are sons and daughters of God, and we never find ourselves descending in penitence or in pestilence or anything else alone and in isolation. He is our good shepherd and he is always with us. And if we have descended with him, then you better bet the farm that we're going to ascend with him as well. And there we will find the Father waiting with arms open, who forgives us and sets us free from our sin for the sake of his Son Jesus. There we find our Father who loves us and brings us out of the depths of hell, whose good and gracious Spirit has been leading us this whole time, even down into the depths. And so this psalm shows us what repentance looked like. But it also shows us what it looks like to trust in the Lord in all of the descents in our lives. It shows us that in all situations, all times, all places, we can rest in the Lord who loves us and whose mercy endures forever. Listen to the psalm again. This time, listen to it through the lens of Jesus Christ, descending down the stairs to find Jesus at the bottom, and then to come back up with him again. This is Psalm 143. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has smitten my life down to the ground. He has made me to dwell in darkness as those who have been long dead. Therefore my spirit is overwhelmed within me, my heart within me is desolate. And now we reach the bottom. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. And we begin to ascend with Christ. Hear me speedily, O Lord, my spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy, cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul. For I am thy servant. The Lord is with you, my brothers and sisters. He is with you through all things throughout this plague on our land. Don't you ever forget that. In the name of Jesus, amen.